is Cheryl Kirby, Associate State Director for the Florida Small Business Development Center Network. For the month of August, we are bringing expert advice and tips from our friends and partners. This week's business tip comes from Laura Subel. She is a government contracting consultant with the Florida SBDC Network. As an expert in government procurement, today Laura will be talking about how business owners can expand their markets to sell with the government. Thank you for taking the time to chat with us, Laura.
My pleasure.
So, Laura, what is government procurement?
Government procurement is the purchase of services, supplies, equipment, whatever the government needs in that particular agency. They use their own specific guidelines to buy. For instance, the federal, state, and local each have their own guidelines. And these items are bought to accomplish their individual mission.
And how do you help with that process?
Well, I help businesses to locate the agencies that would be potential markets for them. I help them go through the websites that list the opportunities. I help them with the marketing questions that they need to ask when they go see the government people.
Great. What does a business need to do to get started in government procurement?
Well, one of the things that I would do if I were in business and wanted to do business with the government was that I would go to several of the websites. The federal has a website, state has a website, local governments have websites to see if there is a market for my product or services. You know, the government, the old rule is the government buys everything. Well, yes, that's true, but every part of the government doesn't buy everything. So I'd want to see if there's any market for my product or services. And then after I did that, I would review my business entity, how I am set up to see who owns 51% of my business. That's very important in doing business, particularly with the federal government, because they have so many procurement preferences and goals to provide. The reason that you need to look at your business entity is that there are many things in setting up your business that are legal. For instance, 50-50 ownership is perfectly legal. And not to have a written operating agreement for an LLC is legal. However, if you want to do business with the government, particularly the state or the federal government, where they give preferences for certain types of businesses, you have to own 50, whatever entity you're claiming. For instance, if I'm claiming to be a woman-owned business, I or other women have to own 51% of that business to qualify as a woman-owned business. If I'm an LLC, limited liability corporation, in order to get certified by the state or the federal, I have to have a written operating manual. The law doesn't require that, but to go for certifications, you do have to have that, and you also have to issue membership certificates. Many people think because they're a one-person owner, they don't have to do that. You still have to do it.
Excellent. So, Laura, what are some of the modern trends in government procurement?
Well, some of them are they're using more websites to give information. They're more use of electronic bid proposal notices and documents versus mailing. Very few, not even the local agencies, do many mailings anymore. If you don't have a computer that you can and a printer, you're almost just non-existent in doing business with the government at any level. They're now posting what we call tests for vendors to take to see if they're really ready to go after some of the certifications and the GSA, General Services Administration, Federal Supply Schedule things, if they're ready to get verified as a service-disabled veteran. These tests are trying to weed out the tire kickers that, you know, I'm a service-disabled veteran. I should be able to get verified. Well, there are a lot of things that you have to provide, the qualifications and requirements that you have to meet. So they're posting tests that you can take to see if you're really ready.
Good. Well, Laura, how can people find you or your colleagues around the state?
can go to our website, which is www.fptac.org.
Great. Again, this week's business tip comes from Laura Subel with the Florida SBDC Network. Laura, it has been a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. And for more business assistance, go to floridasbdc.org.